Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everybody. This is Woody Bowling, also known as the Buckeye Advisor. I want to take a moment to welcome everyone that's taking the time out of their busy day on this Saturday morning, beautiful day, to listen up and to take note of all the great things we've got to say today. And I want to open the show, as always, by welcoming my co-host and producer, back for 2 weeks in a row, Mr. Sam Davis. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Woody. Thanks for having me on the show. It's great to be here, and congratulations to you and all the Buckeye fans out there on starting the season 1-0.
It was a snooze fest for the first three quarters, but in the fourth quarter, the Buckeye offense finally woke up, added some points on the scoreboard so we could finish with the win over Notre Dame, but the defense played extremely well the entire game, and also a big shout out and kudos to Notre Dame. They just played a really nice road game. They're starting a freshman or a first-time starting quarterback, Marcus Freeman, their coach, former Buckeye, first game as head coach. They really did not wither under the spotlight. So kudos to those guys, but super happy for a Buckeye win, and thanks for mentioning that, Sam. We would be remiss if we didn't.
Yeah, and it's always exciting whenever we get the college football season started. I think it's kind of an indicator to all of us here in America that fall is coming and the holiday season will be shortly coming behind it. And yeah, congratulations to all the Buckeye fans out there. And you are the Buckeye Advisor, but you like to remind people that we don't just serve Buckeye fans here on the show. We serve Notre Dame fans and fans of all sorts of teams all across the Midwest. Is that right?
Yeah, we really do. Whether you like the Buckeyes or even the team up north or any of the other plethora of college teams out there, pro, all that, we're certainly here to help everybody. We're not going to discriminate because of your team preferences. I promise you're going to get the same attentive service that I give everyone else, because at the end of the day, as a fiduciary advisor, the goal is one thing, that's to put together a great comprehensive plan that takes into account many, many facets and factors in your life that can affect your overall financial well-being. And, you know, that's the cool part about what I do, Sam, is it's a comprehensive approach. Really get to really understand, you know, lift the hood, so to speak, and do an thorough inspection on everything from healthcare to life insurance to current financial accounts, 401ks that might have been left at a former employer. How much can I create in income out of things like that? So all the things that are important, Medicare included, that can make a big difference in long-term fiscal happiness. And certainly we want to be happy in all facets of life, but when you're fiscally happy with a financial quarterback at your side to help you along the way, that's what I strive to do.
Yeah, and today, Woody, the show is all about helping the listeners make sure that they're prepared for retirement, because about everybody wants to retire, right? I mean, some people are really passionate about their work and they don't want to take a full step away. They just maybe want to take a little step back, but almost everyone wants to retire at some point. And you want to make sure that you're prepared before taking that big step and entering retirement. And there's so much to know. And so that means there's a lot of misconceptions out there. So we're going to help clear up some of those misconceptions on the show today. We're also going to give you the quote of the week. The dad joke of the week will come at the bottom of the hour, and we've got a whole lot more. So be sure to listen in to the full show. And if you miss part of today's show, the Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts, so you can download previous episodes. Just find the Buckeye Advisor on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, find us. And of course, you can always find Woody and the Buckeye Advisor at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And Woody, that brings us to this week's quote of the week. So please give it to him this week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
This quote of the week is brought to you by Daniel Kahneman. He is an economist and psychologist, believe it or not. That's quite a combination, isn't it? But, you know, based on everything going on in the markets today, it's a good combination of credentials. He was a winner of the 2002 Nobel Peace Prize in Economic Sciences. And here's what he said. Money doesn't buy you happiness, but a lack of money certainly buys you misery. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, those are two of the most valuable resources we have. I think one of our quotes a week or two ago talked about, you know, you can get more money, but you can't get more time. So, money can't buy you happiness, but a lack of money will certainly make you miserable. And that's why it's such a priority to make sure that as you prepare to take that step into retirement, make sure that you are actually prepared to enter and pass through that finish line that's kind of the next starting line of your life. And there's a lot of ways that we can make sure that people's money outlives them rather than they outlive their money. We're going to get into some of those today, right?
We sure are. You know, and it's so fun in what I do because I talk to people with so many different backgrounds that, like you said before, some do want to retire and step away, spend more time with grandkids, great grandkids perhaps, or maybe just their kids and do some traveling. Then I also talk to people and I have clients that stepped away from a job that was a 9-to-5 type of job. And they just decide they want to do something on their own. And, you know, they start their own company doing something that they're passionate about. You know, they're not going to employ 150 people, but it might be 2 or 3 or 4 people. And it's making a difference. And their whole entire emotional state is so much better. And not only theirs, but their spouse and their family, because mom or dad or whatever, you know, because they're doing something they're passionate about. It's a completely different ballgame. It's a game changer. And I love being able to advise people and work with them and hold their hand through that process, because when people go self-employed, health insurance is a number one priority as to, are we going to be, based on their age, of course, are we going to be covered with health insurance? And if we are, how's it going to look? If they're Medicare age, that's a completely different conversation we're going to have about the great things that Medicare plans can do, because they're really the best way to insure yourself if you're of that age group. Lots of good stuff. Another great show coming up. I'm excited. I do want to mention a couple of things. I mentioned, I think, our last show, I do have an exciting announcement. I want to continue to make it. I'm going to be, as of the 1st of October, I'm going to be going into some office space with a very, very good friend and longtime colleague from way back in the day, Mr. Troy Patton. He is Patton Insurance Group. That's Patton Insurance Group. And he is an Erie office, as well as some other companies. Going to be sharing office space with Troy. He's graciously invited me to do that. So I'm super excited to be able to meet with clients either in their home or at the office. And that's going to be at 10 Royal Drive in Springboro, right across the street from the UDF, the United Dairy Farmers. That's right there. So people will recognize that two-story building. I'm super excited about that. And also one more, you know, little housekeeping announcement on my website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And that's with an O-R at the end of advisor. We now have our risk profile questionnaire that our back office team was able to get put onto the website. So when you go to the website, you can find previous episodes of our show and podcast. And now anyone that wants to fill out, takes about 5 minutes, maybe 10. You can completely go through and check out all the boxes in the risk profile questionnaire. It'll give me your contact information. It'll also give me a little bit of an initial background on you, what you're comfortable with risk-wise. And it's just a starting point for the conversation. Sam, is really all it is. It's not all encompassing, but it's a nice way to warm things up and get us going on the right foot when we do get together and start the conversation, as I'm doing with several of our listeners already. And I'm super excited about that.
Well, that's fantastic. So visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And you can check out and fill out one of those risk questionnaires. And Woody, we talk about it almost every week that everyone's situation is different. Even if you have the exact same salary or you have the exact same house in the same neighborhood as someone else, your situation as you enter retirement is going to be completely different from that other person. So it's important to get that information figured out early, get those questions answered early in the planning process. And before we get into those top misconceptions about retirement, just want to remind all the listeners that listeners of the Buckeye Advisor can get a free complimentary retirement plan consultation, no cost to you, and there's no obligation. So you only work with Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, if that's best for you. And in many cases that you have found that you've been able to help almost everyone, right?
Yeah, very true. I mean, it just depends. You know, like you said, everybody's situation is unique. There are different factors involved in the process of, you know, where you want to go versus where you are today. But, you know, generally speaking, I am able to find at least an area or two that I'm able to offer some advice and or help in. So, you know, when you're working with a fiduciary advisor like myself, I'm licensed in the insurance world. I'm also on the other side of my business. I'm licensed in the investment advisory world. So, you know, those two worlds can compete with each other in many ways, especially in the financial area. So when I use those to combine into one plan, into a smart safe, because you want to have some safety in part of your portfolio. You also want to have some smart risk because you need good, solid, long-term growth for your retirement planning. So when you combine those with a fiduciary advisor like myself, that's the idea. And then when I'm able to take into consideration the healthcare expenses, let me tell you, Sam, you know, I can tell you from personal experience in 2021, my dad was hospitalized for altogether about 4 weeks. This year, my mom just recently had a hospital stay. So look, no matter how much planning and how much money you have, if you don't have health and good health, preferably, it's very difficult to enjoy things in life because the number one priority is keeping your health in order. So, you know, all those things work together to come out with a great opportunity for me to help people. And that's what I enjoy. That's why I really get a kick out of doing it and why I want to keep doing it for a very long time in the future.
All right. Again, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com for more information. Let's get into these most common misconceptions about retirement, because in meeting with pre-retirees and retirees, whether you're preparing to retire or you're just entering retirement, you know, it's difficult to know everything there is to know about retirement. And so there's a lot of misconceptions out there. So Woody, I'm going to give you each one of these misconceptions that most people have, and then you're going to help point the listeners in the right direction and explain why these aren't true. So number one, people think their effective tax rate will dramatically decrease once they stop working. Why do you think people believe that, Woody? And why is that not correct?
Well, you know, a lot of times just people make assumptions. And, you know, there's a little common phrase about when you think of the word assume and what it can make out of you and me. And, you know, I've always said that as a joke over the years, but ultimately people just don't, you know, they need to rely on someone who can do the research for them. So that's the issue, is they make assumptions. They don't have the knowledge readily available without doing a lot of work. And let's face it, bottom line, people are busy. And I've got clients that are in retirement now that tell me they're busier than they were or than they were when they were working. So it's a different world. And, you know, and that's not a bad thing. Staying busy keeps people, you know, energized and ready to go. So the problem is you just don't know. And tax rates where they were a few years ago versus where they are now and where they can be starting 1/1/26, different variables going into play. How much money can you make without penalty to start drawing your Social Security? How much can you make in the year that you actually hit your full retirement age? And what is that full retirement age? And then once you're in that full retirement age and the next year after that, can you make as much as you want or are you limited? Those are questions that people need help with, and that's what I do.
Yeah, and you're going to be paying taxes all throughout your retirement. How much taxes? That depends on the person and their situation and the way they have their retirement plan built out. But it's so important to have a tax plan. A couple things, Woody. You know, if you look historically in the United States, we have pretty low tax rates right now. And another thing is that they are subject to change. You know, each year we get couple different modifications throughout the tax brackets. Sometimes those modifications are small and sometimes they can be pretty dramatic. And, you know, looking forward into the future, we don't have a crystal ball over at the Buckeye Advisor, but we know that the folks that we elect in Washington, D.C. like to spend, and we know that that debt number continues to go up and doesn't go down. So it's fair to assume that taxes should be a little higher in the future. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what I believe, and that's what most people believe. So, you know, whether it's converting an IRA to a Roth IRA to take advantage of the tax advantages, being tax-free later on down the road when you're starting making withdrawals and when you're also growing your money tax-free. So, you know, those are different strategies that we use. And then if there's an old 401k at a previous employer, does it make sense to convert that into your own Roth IRA and take advantage, perhaps while you're still working, of the ability to pay those taxes that would come due either in the first year or over a series of subsequent years? I mean, those are strategies that I can run scenarios for people and give them ideas of this is how much this action will result in this consequence. And that's what people want to know. They want to know, hey, if we do this, what happens? If we do that, what happens? If we don't do anything, what happens? So the goal is to be as tax efficient as we can. If you have savings and you have investments that are not in a fixed indexed annuity and they're non-IRA accounts, those will generate a 1099 every year, right? So if you're working and you have a large chunk of money that's not in an IRA today, that's generating 1099 income, you know, with the market being down 20% or so right now this year, 15 to 20%, depending on which index, maybe it's a time to consider tax loss harvesting. You know, different ideas that we can come up with that are going to create something to think about. And they can be actionable items that may make an impact on your tax return for 2022. And also a positive net effect on your future earnings in your retirement years and beyond.
So if you're listening to this and you want to get some more information about taxes, maybe get in touch with Woody and get that tax plan in place. You can get in touch with him at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. All right, Woody, next misconception covers a topic that you, I know, have a lot of knowledge in. The next misconception is people think Medicare covers long-term care costs.
Yeah, they do, unfortunately. And they think, okay, if I go into a nursing home, that Medicare takes care of it. But, you know, unfortunately, many people that I talk to today in their 50s or 60s or whatever the case may be, they've had an experience personally with a loved one or a friend of the family that has been involved in a long-term care stay in an institution or a facility, or perhaps they had long-term care at home and they kept the people at home. I know I've personally seen it with my grandparents on my mom's side, and I've seen it with clients. I've seen it with people that are members of our church, where people really could have benefited, their quality of life would have been better if they would have been in some sort of a facility getting that care, but the family couldn't afford it because they didn't have long-term care insurance and they didn't have the assets to pay that very expensive monthly charge. And I'm talking for assisted living, it can be as low as $4,000 for, you know, full-time live-in long-term care. It can be, you know, $9,000-$10,000 a month. And that kind of money can wipe out a retirement plan very quickly. So I mentioned earlier that health is a very important thing in retirement. But like you said, people just misunderstand things. And again, that's part of my experience. As you mentioned, I've got a lot of experience in that area as well as lots of others in helping people understand what's myth and what's reality.
So a full comprehensive planner, that's what Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, is. He can help you with your finances, tax planning, and Medicare, healthcare planning as well. Because like you said, Woody, it's going to be one of the biggest costs that you incur during your retirement years. All right, next misconception. People think the key to retirement is acquiring one big magic number.
Very true. And I'm going to go back quickly on the Medicare piece because, you know, this show is airing on September 10th. And you know, right around the corner in about 5 weeks is when the Medicare Advantage annual enrollment period starts. So if people are on Medicare A and B and they are on a Medicare supplement plan with a Part D prescription plan separately, and they've considered looking into a Medicare Advantage plan and what are those all about, now is the time to take a look at it. I've got a ton of clients on Medicare Advantage plans, and I can tell you this year, Sam, the competition has grown more fierce between insurance companies for those Medicare clients. And that is a hugely positive thing for my clients today and also for future clients as well. So Medicare, big, big deal. We can do a, you know, very quick call at 937-974-6201. And I can tell you a little bit about Medicare, learn a little bit about your situation. And then we're going to continue to have that discussion in person. But Medicare season is upon us. And I would encourage people to let's chat about what you have if you're on Medicare and whether there's something that may be better for you in 2023, because that's what it's all about. I mean, don't let the insurance company, I would rather you keep your money than give it to the insurance company or a medical provider of some sort. I'd rather you keep that money in your pocket. And that's what I'm going to work hard to do. So back to the magic of one big number at retirement. I mean, let's face it. I've been guilty of it since I was 25 or 30 years old. And, you know, so generally speaking, people think of it, they get that big number in their mind, whether it be a million, whether it be a half a million, whether it be 5 million. And then at some point they just kind of say the number looks too big. And I think sometimes people just don't take it in small bites. And you know the old saying, how do you eat an elephant? In small bites, right? Or one bite at a time. So retirement should be the same way. But you know what we do at our place at the Buckeye Advisor, we're going to help people figure out, not only do you need, you don't need a humongous number necessarily to be successful in retirement, you just need to know how to use what you've accumulated and how to structure it to get the right kind of income flow and cash flow for your own personal situation. Because if you're a fairly good person at minimizing debt and managing your money and accumulating some funds for retirement, generally speaking, we'll be able to find a way through our strategies that we use to help you be tax efficient and also to generate a smart plan of income. And that income can be locked in and guaranteed for the rest of your life, whether you live to be 75, 80, 85, 90, whatever. We're going to work to find the best plan for you because, again, competition is your friend in this area, and really in any area as a consumer. But, you know, as an independent advisor that works with numerous companies, that makes it even more exciting for me because everybody is fighting for my clients. And so as a fiduciary, I'm going to put their best interests first, and we're absolutely going to find the best strategy to maximize their retirement opportunities.
So it's not so much about that one big magic number in your 401k or in your IRA plan. It's really about what kind of income are you going to be able to generate with that money throughout your possibly 30 plus year retirement. So get in touch with Woody at thebuckeyeadvisor.com and get started on that plan. So much more important to have a plan than to have a one big magic number. All right, Woody, I think we got time for one more misconception before our first break. So here's the next misconception people have. Some people think all seniors receive the same Social Security benefit, but what's the truth, Woody?
Well, the truth is, and you know, that's a, and people talk to me all the time, every week I talk to people that say, man, this is so confusing, whether it be Medicare, whether it be the stock market, what's going on there, whether it be inflation, and you know, or it could be about Social Security, which is exactly what we're talking about right now. So look, your Social Security earnings are going to be dependent upon a couple of things. Number one, the government looks at your highest income 35 years in your work history. So if you work for 45 years, in your calculation of how much your benefit's going to be, they're going to look at your highest earning 35 years. So that's number one. Number two, when you start your Social Security income is going to be the other main driving factor in how much you get. So if you start at 62, I would highly discourage that unless physically you're unable to work, you know, and I've seen people with disability at that age and even earlier in life, which is unfortunate. But some people just say, oh, I'm 62. I want to start taking it because I've worked hard and I just want to kick back. Well, the problem is you've just reduced your monthly income for the rest of your life by, it could be $300, $400, $500, $600 a month or more, because every year you wait, you're giving yourself a bonus. You're giving yourself a pay raise that will affect you for the rest of your life. So that's definitely untrue. And again, I'm glad to give people advice and run scenarios with Social Security as well as the other things that we've already chatted about.
All right. And when we come back from the break, we're going to clear up another misconception people have about just that, Social Security. You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. You can visit Woody, give him a call, and learn more at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love?
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
And welcome back to The Buckeye Advisor. I'm Sam Davis, joined by Woody Bowling. You can visit him online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com or give him a call at 937-974-6201. And today we're talking about making sure that you're prepared for retirement. We're clearing up some misconceptions about retirement. And here at the start of segment two, we like to do the dad joke of the week. So Woody, what do you got for us?
Some people roll the dice. Some people roll their eyes. It's the dad joke of the week.
Sam, for all the Star Wars fans out there, and I know I saw the original Star Wars, I think in 1976 or 77, and there's a lot of newbies, Star Wars fans way beyond that. Here's the joke. Why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak dinner?
Why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak dinner? I have a guess, but I'm not sure. Why not?
Because it was chewy.
My guess was that it was going to be something to do with Chewbacca, because we know that he was a good sidekick for Han Solo. That's awesome.
That's right. And I'm going to save our listeners. I'm going to save them enduring my Chewbacca imitation, which actually isn't bad. But if we do get together and you want to hear it, just remind me and I'll do it live and in person, and it'll be even more enjoyable for those people that want to hear it.
All right. So complimentary Chewbacca impression along there with everything else. All right. I like it. All right. Well, let's get back into some of these misconceptions. Woody, before the break, we were talking about Social Security, and Social Security is an important income source for so many people during retirement. Before the break, we were talking about, you know, how some people think everyone receives the same Social Security benefit, but that's not true. You explained how it's based on your top 35 earning years during your professional career. Here's another misconception people have about Social Security. And we touched on this just a little bit, but people think they're stuck with the same Social Security benefit, but you explained that the benefit can actually go up. So how does that work?
Well, it actually does. You know, when you hit your full retirement age, let's say it's 66, and your benefit, let's say, is $1,500 a month, or could be more naturally. Each year you wait up until age 70, your earnings benefit from Social Security will grow by 8%. So that is a very solid return for your wait if you financially can handle the wait and deal without it. So there's a lot of break-even schedules out there that we can look up. When do you break even? If you start at your full retirement age, or if you wait till age 70. Here's the kicker, Sam. After age 70, there is no benefit to waiting. eating. So start taking it. But anyways, usually around age 67, which is the latest full retirement age, or FRA these days, 67 in a couple of months, at that point, you can take your full benefit if you want and make as much as you want without penalty on your Social Security. Because if you take it and you're making too much money, you got a double pronged issue. You have one, every $2 of your Social Security could be taxed up $1 or $2. So you could have a 50% penalty. And if your income's in a really good level, it can be up to 85% of your Social Security can be withheld. So not a great idea to do that. Take some tax planning. The other thing is if you go on Medicare and you take Part A and Part A is free. Part B is right now 170 and some change this year. The other side thing to remember is, and I've got a person I've been talking to for a year and a half about this, which has turned into a running joke. I said, you're the only longest running client that I actually haven't actually worked with yet. So we're getting ready to work together finally. But he's had a special situation and it's been fun to work with him. But when you make too much money, your Social Security Part B can also increase monthly. And that's another something to consider, whether you keep your employer coverage at work, if you're still working, as a lot of people do, or whether it makes sense to go on Medicare A and B, keep working, and then do your own Medicare plan individually.
Well, that's such an important note, because we mentioned it a little bit in segment one, and you just mentioned it there, that some people don't want to step away completely. They want to keep working in some capacity, which hopefully means that they're still generating some sort of income. Or maybe you're a business owner out there, and even when you plan to step a little bit away and retire, you still plan on generating some income from that business. And so it's so important to have the right tax plan and Social Security plan as you prepare for retirement. All right, Woody, next misconception, and we're going to touch on taxes a little bit here. People think that taxes will remain flat during their retirement years. We already explained how taxes are kind of subject to change a little bit year to year, and who knows, way out into the future. But I also want to clear up some things regarding, you know, tax deferred investments, such as a 401k. So, you know, what do you say to the people who think taxes will remain flat during their retirement years?
Would say good luck. I hope that's the case. That would be my first comment. And that's in my professional opinion. And I don't believe, as most professionals in my industry, don't believe that taxes are going to remain the same. There's just too many programs that need funding that they want to fund. So I don't think that's going to likely be the case. So if you have a 401k and you're still working, you know, that's great. It's going to continue to be tax deferred. But if you're still working, it might make perfectly good sense to convert that ASAP as soon as possible into a Roth IRA. And why is that? Because A, you're probably making enough money that you can afford the taxes on it either in year one, or you can defer it up to maybe 3 or 4 years and just fill up the tax buckets each year on your tax returns. So you only convert a portion of it each year for 3 or 4 years, let's say, and you still accomplish the fact that you want to convert it, because that's one thing that I don't see changing. And I don't think anyone sees the Roth IRA benefit of being tax-free income and tax-free growth. I don't think anyone sees that changing. Now, could it? It could. That's a caveat. We don't know. And like you said earlier, my crystal ball is still in the shop, and they tell me every time I call to see if it's ready that it's still not ready yet. So we don't know some things, but we're going to have to manage with what we can see and what we do know today. And we also know that in 3 years, at the end of 2025, that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that happened 3 or 4 years ago, that those tax schedules, those tax brackets will revert back to their previous levels. So current taxes are going up no matter what. And, you know, if you want to chat about this topic or any of the other topics that we're talked about in today's show, you know, feel free. Give me a call, 937-974-6201. And again, like we said at the onset of the show, you don't have to be an Ohio State Buckeye fan for us to work together, but it certainly will give us something fun to talk about. But I'm a sports fan all the way around, so I don't care who you like. We can talk about any sports or non-sports activities, and we're going to have fun as we do it and try to figure out the best case for your scenario.
And again, you can get in touch with Woody online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. One more interesting anecdote here related to taxes, Woody. Let's hop in a time machine and go back to the early 1960s. And it says here that between 1960 and 1963, the current 24% tax bracket, I think a lot of people out there are currently in that 24% tax bracket, that 24% bracket was actually 56%. So imagine you are now in a 56% tax bracket and you're going to take $10,000 out of your 401k to go on a really nice family vacation. Well, if you take $10,000 out and you're in a 56% tax bracket, Uncle Sam's going to get $5,600 and now you're left with $4,400 to go on your cruise. So that just kind of shows that your tax bracket can mean a lot, especially as you enter retirement and especially for those tax deferred accounts like 401ks.
It does. And you know, here's the other thing to remember. If you're younger than age 59 and a half at the time of that withdrawal from your 401k or your traditional IRA, there is a penalty of 10% on top of that. So take out another $1,000 for your 10% penalty in that scenario, and that leaves you even less money for your cruise. So your round the world cruise may just wind up being in the Caribbean or maybe just doing a quick tour of 3 or 4 ports in Mexico.
Yeah, that's right. It's important to keep in mind, you know, the way these different retirement accounts are structured, those 401ks and those IRAs are intended to be used for retirement. And so there can be additional charges for early withdrawals there. Right. All right. Next misconception, Woody. People assume, we've talked about assuming a bit already today, people assume they will die before they turn 90 years old. So many people only plan to live that long.
Very true. And, you know, again, we've mentioned health a couple of times today, but ultimately, we don't know. We can't predict our future. We can look at our parents and other relatives, our grandparents, you know, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, and, you know, mom's side, dad's side, whatever. So we can have a general idea of our own personal health and are also the family's history as well of living longer. So that's what you look at to get an initial gauge on your what you think you're going to live as far as the time frame. You know, that's one of the reasons we use fixed indexed annuities as part of our strategy, the smart, safe part of our strategy, because we need risk, smart risk in the investment advisory side of our business. So, you know, when we advise with a client and we're going to set things up, we can use part of those retirement savings, whatever percentage is comfortable for the client that we agree on. We can create with that fixed index annuity a couple of things. We can get market-like growth based on the index that it follows and how well that responds over time each year and every other year. The other thing we get is principal protection, which is fantastic. And we're looking for growth in that. And we can also, number three, we can create a monthly income guaranteed for the rest of your life and potentially the life of the spouse. So many good things about a fixed index annuity. You know, that's what we're going to do. Competition is very keen in that space in the insurance. They're issued by highly rated insurance companies. I work with several. I don't work with all, but I work with several. Nationwide is one that I work with, along with a handful of other really top rated companies. So the competition is good. They're looking to help people. They're looking to provide those benefits that people want in retirement or for retirement. So look, whether you've got the money now or whether you have it at retirement when you want to use it, you still need some safe growth. And that's what we're going to do.
All right. Next misconception. When it comes to my portfolio allocation, I can set it and forget it. What do you say to the people out there, Woody, who are setting it and forgetting it?
Well, you know, Sam, that's a great point. And I think people, the biggest area in life that people tend to do it is their 401k, because when they do their initial enrollment, usually later on each year, they have a chance. And truth be told, they can usually adjust it on a quarterly basis. They just don't do it. They don't take advantage of it. They have a menu of 15 or 20 or 25 mutual funds, and they just don't understand where these mutual funds are investing and into what type of company, what kind of track record do they have and all that. So, you know, it's very true that people do it. They also do it with their personal advisor that they started using 10, 15, 20 years ago because mom used that advisor or whatever. So look, I meet with a lot of people that have not shifted their strategic investments and their strategies for 15, 20 years. And look, as we get older, priorities change, the economy changes in general. Regular stockbroker is going to want people to be 100% invested in the stock market. We've seen the destruction in the bond market this year, and it's something that's very real. So people's accounts have been very, very wrecked by the financial strain this year on the stock market, and it's affected bonds in a negative fashion as well. So look, instead of bonds, we recommend considering a fixed indexed annuity. And along those lines, we will send you a free copy of that book. and it was done by a colleague and a good friend of mine, Ford Stokes. It's Annuity 360. So reach out to me and go to the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, advisor with an O-R, and fill out a contact me form and send it. We'll get you the book out right away and get it so you can. It's very easy to read, and it's the most detailed and the most complete book on annuities I've ever read. So I encourage people to take a look at that. And look, at the end of the day, Sam, we've got to be constantly be vigilant on where our money's at. Is it in the best spot? And what we do here at the Buckeye Advisor is we're going to examine quarterly where those investments are. Our strategies have built-in detection that every quarter we're going to evaluate where the money's at. Is it in the best spot? And if not, where should it go? And we're going to make those decisions and make sure that we're keeping things on track.
Fantastic. All right. Last misconception. People assume they can handle their retirement planning by themselves. And Woody, I know that when it comes to things, especially things that I don't know that much about, I'm not the best off if I go at it alone. So what do you say to the folks out there that are trying to handle things by themselves?
Well, Sam, you know, I like to think, consider it like I played basketball. I played a couple of years of basketball at Miami University Middletown after high school, which was a blast. I would love if I wasn't doing what I do. I think my second choice would be a basketball coach. And I would love to be a Division I college basketball coach. But you know what? I know a lot about basketball, but what those guys know is way beyond what I do. Okay. So I like to think that, you know, in what I do as an advisor, a fiduciary one at that, really makes a difference in the lives of people. There's so many people I've run into throughout the years. I've run into people that were, generally speaking, it was the husband who did his own thing. The wife didn't really understand the strategies the husband employed to figure out the investments that they had. And, you know, my couple of things that I would say is, number one, people, when they're on their own, they get emotional. I could show you 10 different surveys that tell you that when people get emotional, they make irrational decisions. Many people pull their money out just when the market gets very near the bottom of a down market. So there's so many different things that it can go sideways if you don't have an advisor or a quarterback that's financially helping you stay in the market, ride it out for the part of your money that's in it. And, you know, part of the reason that people bail out is 100% of their money is in those strategies. And people doing it by themselves get nervous. Their spouse really doesn't understand what's going on, so they can't really offer any coaching. They can say, hey, honey, are you doing okay? But look, people need help. People get emotional. The value of an advisor is infinite in that regard. And, you know, if you go under the right strategies, you know that you're in the right place and you work together and you're on the same page and you're on the same team, that's what makes the difference in the long-term success of a strategy and of a plan. Will the plan ever need to change? Probably so, but you can be in better hands knowing that if you sleep better at night, that if something happened to you, that your spouse is still going to have that coach to work with, to make sure the plan continues along to be executed properly for the benefit of that spouse that's left behind, and then the kids and the grandkids or whatever the case may be.
All right. And that means that we are all the way through our list of misconceptions about retirement. So if you missed earlier in the show and you'd like to go back and listen to all of the misconceptions that we stated that people have about retirement and hear what Woody had to say about those, you can find the Buckeye Advisor wherever you listen to podcasts and visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And I want to go back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, Woody, and it's that book, Annuity 360. And it's that book that you can offer people. You can get them a copy for free. And, you know, what are people going to learn when they dig into that book? And let's also maybe talk a little bit about some of the benefits of using fixed indexed annuities and possibly as a bond replacement or an income source. And let's just talk a little bit about annuities and tell people one more time how to get a copy of that book.
Well, look, all they've got to do is reach out and go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com, and that's ADVISOR.com, or they can call me at 937-974-6201 and just say, hey, Woody, I'd love to get a copy of the book. Check it out, and then we'll talk after I've checked it out. No rush, no pressure. Just do things on your own terms. But, you know, we are believers in fixed index annuities for part of people's portfolios. It's not the all-inclusive end-all, be-all. but it provides things like principal protection. It can provide a permanent pension that you create yourself with your own money that you've saved. And in a lot of cases, you'd be surprised at how much income you can generate with your money. It doesn't have to be a gazillion dollars to create a decent pension per month to help people offset the inflation that we've been getting crushed with all year long. The good news is Social Security recipients are likely to find out in the middle of October how much their cost of living increase is going to be for next year. I think it's going to be between 9 and 10%. That's a very positive thing for fixed income retirees. But look, fixed indexed annuities, this book, Annuity 360, helps go over the differences between just a plain vanilla fixed annuity. And all that does is that acts just like a bank CD with durations of anywhere from 3 to 5 years. Very plain vanilla, might be 2%, might be 2.25%. You know, nothing to get too crazy about, right? And the bank CDs and the bank savings and checking, all those things, the money markets accounts, they don't want to pay people money to leave their money there. They just take advantage of clients, and that's what they do. So, you know, it can be used. The book is going to show you the difference between those types. Also, a variable annuity, as we've talked about in a couple of our other episodes, very expensive to own a variable annuity. Also has market risk because its underlying sub accounts are full of nothing but mutual funds. So in theory, there are some principles behind that, that most of the time a variable annuity isn't used for. And, you know, I can talk to people about that. I've helped people move their money out of a lot of both types of those annuities, the fixed annuity, the variable annuity with you know, annual expense averages probably somewhere between 3 to 5% a year, just to have that variable annuity because of all the built-in cost. So it's a very expensive product. It does not yield the kind of returns that people think they're going to get when they usually buy it up front. So look, as a fiduciary advisor, I have a lot of knowledge about the different types of annuities, other types of strategies that are going to make a big difference financially to help people really minimize expenses. We want to be fee efficient. We want to be tax efficient. And, you know, on the investment advisory side of my business, you know, as their investments do better in the market and their account does better, then so do I. And that's why we're all on the same page, rowing the boat the same way.
And just like so many things in the financial world have changed with advent of new technologies, annuities have really changed as well. So if you have an older annuity or one of these variable annuities that Woody's describing, and you'd like to get that taken a look at and maybe get some alternatives proposed to you and see if a newer product could be right for you, you can get in touch with Woody online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And Woody, that brings us to close to the end of the show. We've got a couple minutes left, but we have an important This Week in History to talk about. And, you know, this one's a bit more of a somber one for sure. You know, 21 years ago, the September 11th attacks. And Woody, I'd love to get a few words from you on, you know, how that impacted you at whatever point you were at in your life and how it impacted so many Americans on that day.
Yeah, I think so many of us that are proud Americans can recall where we were that day. I remember I got a call to come pick up my twin daughters, who were 5 at the time, to pick them up from their kindergarten class. And, you know, I've got goosebumps just talking about it because it's a very emotional time. I'm proud to have served 6 years in the Ohio Army National Guard. And, you know, we have Veterans Day. We have so many things that honor our soldiers, present, past and future. But 9/11 is a day of infamy. It's difficult to talk about the fact that, you know, nearly 3,000 people died senselessly due to those terrorists. It's a very somber day tomorrow on the 11th, and one where I just want to say, you know, how much I am grateful for all the first responders that day, and that are here today doing what they do, as well as our armed services and armed forces and, you know, all their spouses. It's a very difficult and somber, as you said. I think somber is a great word, but it's a time that, you know, every day should be precious, and we should appreciate every day that we have.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better, Woody. So definitely want to have a remembrance and a moment to remember those who were lost and those who are continuing to fight to defend us here in the United States. All right, Woody, just a minute left in the show. And we've given a lot of information to the people today about helping them make sure that they're prepared for retirement. I think we cleared up a lot of misconceptions about retirement, but I want to give you the final word as we wrap up another week's episode of the Buckeye Advisor.
Yeah, Sam, great to have you back again this week. We appreciate you helping us out and being here. You're a great, great co-host. And you know, the success of our show is dependent upon you, and we appreciate everything you do. So look, you know, my motto is financial planning doesn't have to be hard. There's really just a handful of areas in your life that need to be examined really closely to make sure that you're set and that you're on the right roadmap to success. And, you know, I'm proud to be an investment advisor, that's a fiduciary. And, you know, we're going to work together to come up with a plan that's going to make sense. And at the end of the day, people understand what they're doing when I work with them. So there's no surprises and there's no gotcha moments later on. And I take a lot of pride in that, because when people understand the path that they're on, they're usually happier to be on it. And when you're going down it with someone that's going to be there through thick and thin, that's going to be the kind of the icing on the cake, so to speak.
Get in touch with Woody today and learn more online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And the Buckeye Advisor will be back on the air next week.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.